my name's Amy Rowe.
So, first of all, are you okay?
I'm fine, thanks.
Where were you in relation to when the blast happened?
I was on Boylston Street, but I was several blocks away. I had finished, and when you finish, they move you down the street in a long, long, shuffle down the street to where they have a gear check where you get your clothes and stuff that you left on the bus. And so I saw the explosion, but I was, several blocks away from it.
So you saw it. Did you hear it, feel it? What did it sound or feel like?
Yeah, I heard a big boom coming from that direction, and we all turned and looked, and then we heard another boom. I'm not sure which boom came first, and a huge cloud of smoke coming up from that direction. And at that point, no one knew what was going on, but people, race volunteers started telling us to disperse and get away from the buses and to go down the other side of the street. So that's what I did.
Was it clear to you right away what had happened, something terrible had happened?
I mean, it was very obvious that it was something horrible, and it looked like, something nefarious. It didn't look like something that was accidental.
How would you characterize the reaction of the people around you?
We had all just run a marathon, so we were just, I think, in just disbelief. I don't think people immediately were panicking, but they were definitely, shocked, but people just seemed to move away and kind of get away from the area, and said, there was a little bit of a pause, and then you started to hear all the sirens, and then we were just very worried, and everyone just, and it got kind of chaotic. But I think that, the race volunteers and everyone was really tried to stay calm and not make assumptions and just try to get it out of the area.
Have you ever experienced anything like this? I mean, not anything exactly like this, but have you ever been in this kind of a situation?
No, I can't think of anything comparable. And it was last thing I expected to happen, even though I know, whenever there's a great, masses of people, that there's always more of a risk in it, that something like this could happen. But, in big events, are always concerned about security, but the Boston Marathon is a Boston Marathon. I mean, it's for many people, it's a happy place, and it's not a place that you expect something like this to happen.
Can I ask how you're feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm just really sad and shocked. I mean, I was planning to meet my husband near the finish line, and fortunately he was not in the area, but there was a moment where I thought, I looked down the street and I knew where we were supposed to meet. And until I heard his voice, I was just terrified.
Have you been able to get any additional information from authorities or anything like that? What's the latest that you've sort of heard from people? Or are you checking Twitter like everybody else?
No, honestly, I have just run 26 miles and I'm not sure I can handle too much media right now. I'm in a car with some people who are, and then we have the radio on, so we're listening, but I also just feel like I'm a really fragile physical and emotional state right now, so I kind of just want to hope for the best and get reunited with my husband and, try not to overexpose. I know people had crowded near a dry cleaners and they were watching the news, and I went over to watch it, and then I thought, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it back to the hotel I just need to keep moving. And so I think I'll digest, when I digest that, I'm just really spent physically, and that always kind of makes you a little bit emotional. Like when you finish a marathon, it's a very emotional experience because you're drained. And so I don't know what I can handle right now.